with a $5 meal deal with new McValue. You pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Lowe's helps refresh your garden in time for Mother's Day. Right now, get 5 bags of 1.5 cubic foot Scott's Naturescapes mulch for just $10. Plus, select 1.5 gallon annuals hanging baskets make the perfect gift. Now 2 for only $15. The best garden starts with great deals. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/7. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
A Washington State handyman is the beginning of this story. He's been charged with first-degree murder, kidnapping, and unlawful disposal of human remains. But he's really good at fixing a sink. So, you know, because sometimes, you know, it's hard to get a good plumber. A lot of times it's like, okay, they got it done, and then it's like leaking again or something. If this guy was the one who could do it, everybody says, look, when he does his work, you'd have no problems for decades. And I know he did all that, I would probably hire him.
You know, as a homeowner and as a woman who just, I'm not good at repairing things myself. Yeah. I wish I was better. I have friends who are really good at it. I'm not. I really appreciate a good handyman.
Yeah.
And I've found a guy, he works for a company and they're a little bit pricey, but he's really good.
Yeah.
So he's been kind of my go-to guy lately. And so I get the importance of having someone you think you can trust. But in this case, it's like the saddest scenario ever.
But what if he flat out says, you know, I've been charged with first degree murder, kidnapping, unlawful disposal of a human remains after authorities, they figured out I tortured a guy.
Told me that up front, I'd be like, I'm sorry. You were a great handyman. I could no longer use your services.
Out of the gate, he's just like, I did all this, but look at my reviews. I mean, you can't argue with that, can you? And you're like,
then
shit,
I would make up some bullshit story.
1,000 five-star reviews. Like he can like, oh my God. Well, I'm glad you told me about that stuff. I mean, do you have any interest in doing that here? No, just want to fix your stuff. Come on in.
I'd be like, after that conversation, I would put him down quite gently and I would be like, you know what? My friend's husband, they're needing money really bad right now. Mm-hmm. And he's really good at it. So I kind of already told them that I would use them. I'm so sorry. Don't murder me.
I think you make friends with the killer, honestly. And then that, because if you're friends, he's probably not going to want to kill you.
I don't know in this scenario.
Yeah, that's true. I don't even know this case yet. I'm literally finding it out as we go, so I'm not trying to make fun of the case. It's just,
it's horrific.
It's horrific. But that was just kind of funny. Okay, so this guy is charged with murder, kidnapping, and unlawful disposal of human remains after authorities say he tortured and killed an 82-year-old woman before concealing her body in concrete beneath a shed on another property. Okay, if I found out that part, I'd be out.
That was the deal breaker part.
That's the deal breaker part. An 82-year-old woman you're doing this to? No. No.
42-year-old woman, you would be like,
no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No, no, no. Oh my God. So concealing her body in concrete beneath a shed on another property. Hey, you got that murder she shed in your backyard. Is there a concrete base to it, or is it
there
like?
Is. There is.
Oh hell!
And it's not even good, and it's got some engravings on it. Like so somebody wrote, like with a stick, they wrote into the cement.
Yeah, what did they say? It was like the date of it or something, and like a child's handprint.
No,
because it's like you think. It had
two names. Two names.
Yeah, it's probably like the kids.
Go look at it now.
Yeah. Oh, we've done that at places where we've done the concrete and then like the kids put their hands in them.
Yeah, but it makes you think when you look at my murder she shed, which if nobody knows this, I have two sheds in my backyard. Mm-hmm. One's really nice. One of them was probably built in 1940 when the house was built. It's quite old and it looks like a place where you could like BTK would have used it at as his little shed.
And strangely enough, just up the road, BTK did. And just last year, they dug that shit up and found pantyhose.
Yes. So, yeah, because I don't live very far from BTK's house. But there's that. But so I don't know how, because we were joking about it being my she shed. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, you know, it really looks more like a murder she shed.
Yeah, and there's a crutch that was in there. This like, was it two crutches or a single crutch?
I think it might be a pair of crutches.
Okay.
And found them in there. One day I was in my backyard doing some work and I went in that shed for something. And I looked up, I'm like, what the hell is on this shelf there? Because it was on the top shelf and it's black. So I'd never noticed it before. And I reach up and I'm like, I don't know what that is. Mm-hmm. So it's all wrapped up, like, and it's got the, like, it's twist ties. Mm-hmm. So it's wrapped in black plastic and it's super secure. So I call my friend Phil, can you come over? Tell me what this is. Cause I don't even want to touch it. Mm-hmm. And he like grabs it and he goes, oh my God, these are crutches. So I don't, and they're still back there because I'm like, I don't know why there's crutches in my murder she shed.
Because whoever used those crutches is buried beneath the concrete that you're standing on.
And then now you've got me thinking because the concrete looks like it might have been poured at a different time than the murder she shed was built.
So there you go. And there's the two names. That's not kids like writing their names in there. That's the victims. This is how I would have connected the dots when I was like 9 and trying to solve a mystery. We went up our creek as children, me and some of the neighbor kids, and we found a rolled up carpet. And so of course there must be a body in it. It smells horrible. It's like under a bridge. And I mean, in theory, it's a little weird, but, so all day long, you know, our parents are at work and, we're going through the creek and finding random artifacts and things. We found like a rusted telephone and this and that. And then we put the whole thing together like a Dateline episode. And this is pre-Dateline of here's what happened. Or we're little investigators. The phone was used for this. The rope was used for that and this and that. And we had the whole murder scene mapped out. And then my dad got home and we said, there's a body under the bridge. And
wait to tell you this.
And everyone was what? And then like my friends like, no, there's a body. And then they're like, oh shit. Like, so they didn't say shit. They'd be like, oh shoot.
Oh,
maybe there is a body under the bridge. David, you better go out there and look. It's like they're Irish people or something. Not Norwegians, Wisconsin, and Germans. Yeah. Irish. Oh yeah. You know, I don't know. That was sounding a little Irish. And so my dad goes down there with a pitchfork and I go down there with him and I'm standing back and I can still see this to this day where he's unrolling, you know, the carpet, cause it's kind of like on a little sandbank under the bridge and it just smells awful. So I'm got like my shirt over my nose and all that and rolls back slowly. And there's the bodies of 4 children. No, I'm kidding. No, there's nothing. There's absolutely nothing. It's just somebody rolled their carpet in the river. And that was that.
But I do get how you came to that conclusion, and I love that your dad followed up in the way he did.
Yeah, I probably had a couple Bush beers before that, just to make sure that he could. You just never know what you're going to walk into. Maybe. And from then on, my father hasn't believed a word I've said on anything in life.
I love that little Tony's like, Dad, we found a dead body.
Jeffrey Ziz, back to this story. 47, Ziz. I almost thought it said jizz. Jeffrey Ziz, 47, is accused of murdering Marcia Norman, 82, a woman he had known and maintained a friendly relationship with. So she's looking at him like, oh, this is a nice young man. Like,
because she needs a good handyman, someone she can trust. Yeah. I get that.
Following dinner plans on April 1st, according to Thurston County investigators, Ziz brutally assaulted Norman over the course of several hours before killing her and attempting to cover up the crime. The investigation is one you cannot unsee, said Thurston County Coroner Gary Warncock during a press conference Monday. In nearly 25 years in this office, this is the worst case I've witnessed. God. Norman's remains were discovered encased in concrete on a separate property where Ziz was also conducting business. That's a weird thing to think about. Because these people are...
Because that's probably somebody else's house. That he's been helping them out.
I just had a pool built last year. And it's
wonder what's in the underneath.
Because there was like a day where they're like, Tony, you can't come to the backyard. They put like a bunch of fencing up all around it and I couldn't see anything. And then there was like a couple trucks that drove in and you could see them like kind of hurling things in dark bags. Bodies. I thought it was just like, you know, concrete mix or something.
Now you're going to have to dig up that beautiful pool.
God.
You got to find out.
Now I'm thinking. Court documents reveal that...
I think we're
beautifully breaking up this horrific story with laughter.
Because it is a real... And I do want to stress this. This story is horrific.
Yeah.
And it's almost too much to think about, which is why we kind of have to add in something.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not making fun of this at all. It's just... It's horrific. Court documents revealed that her wrists and ankles were bound with long black Velcro straps, that she had suffered both blunt and penetrating injuries to her head, torso, and limbs while still alive. This was not a quick or painless death, Warnock said, explaining to that Norman's onset from injury to death was not instant. It was hours. Authorities suspect a pneumatic...
I can't even think about that.
I'm like, you ever get like just the shivers?
Yes. That's why I had to talk over you right then. I'm sorry.
I don't know that I want to read that sentence.
No.
A nail gun was used. That's all I'm going to say. Ziz, who was already in custody on unrelated charges.
He was in custody for.
I don't want to know.
Oh, wait. It says...
was arrested following a series of investigative breakthroughs. License plate recognition cameras recorded his vehicle near Norman's home during the early morning hours of April 2nd, despite his earlier claim to police that he had left her home the night before at 9 p.m. He later failed a polygraph test and requested an attorney during a second police interview. A deeply disturbing piece of evidence came in the form of a 5-page typed letter discovered during the investigation. The document described a detailed plan for a burglary, a sexual assault targeting a female customer. Sheriff Derek Sanders said there were similarities between the letter and the case against Norman, though details are still being withheld due to the ongoing investigation. Adding to the chilling nature of the case, Norman had previously told family members about a troubling encounter with Ziz. Earlier this year, she reportedly awoke to find him standing at the foot of her bed. She confronted him and made it clear their relationship was to remain professional. Ziz later admitted to the incident, telling detectives he had romantic thoughts about her. Thurston County prosecuting attorney John Thiamin stated that while he was not yet prepared to conclusively label the crime as torture. The injuries were consistent with torture. An arraignment for Ziz is scheduled for May 6. During a court appearance on April 21st, a judge ordered that he be held without bond. This is a horrifying, calculated, and deeply personal crime, Sheriff Sanders said. We owe it to Marsha and her family to ensure justice is served. Holy shit, that's but one I had. Like, it's how you don't hear cases often. You're like, I haven't heard that one before.
She's 82. But you know that incident when she woke up and he's standing at the foot of her bed, that is so creepy that I'm wondering if she kind of downplayed it a little bit to her family because
she still kept using him.
I'd have been moving her out. Like, you cannot like, we've got to do something about this guy. He cannot break into your house while you're in bed. You know,
and she kept like using him to do stuff. And yeah. I'm not victim blaming. It's just like, I wonder what the thought process was there.
My guess is that he might have been really nice to her, really good helping her out around there. Maybe they had a friendship.
Yeah.
So she didn't feel threatened by him that night.
Or maybe he came up with an excuse and said, oh, I was just checking on something for you. And I was just going to come in here and tell you. And then you woke up. I mean, maybe some bullshit story like that.
But it bothered her enough that she told family members.
Yeah.
But, you know, my mom is around that age, and getting them to leave is really difficult.
Yeah.
But that is such a troubling encounter to me that he would have done that to her. That just really kind of foreshadows everything.
Well, they were planning to have dinner together.
Well, this is what he's saying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know? So he's like, well, I'm just going to go over for dinner at her house. But he wrote this 5-page letter that kind of describes a lot of what happened.
I mean, he's a freaking monster.
He is a monster. And and to me, to go to this extreme with this poor woman, it just makes me think.
Well, he gained her trust, obviously.
And what has he done before? Is this the first time he's done something like this? Because it's so extreme.
It is. I would be very much looking at any other elderly people that he has. Because if this is his thing, that he likes really older women, I'm going to guess it's not his first round at 47 or however old he is.
And to go to this extreme, and this is the first time he's done anything like that. Because a lot of times, there's other things that, if you look back historically, there are things that you see that led up to this. My guess is there are things he's done that people don't know he's done.
Yeah. That's one for a deep dive into. That's an interesting.
It's so sad.
That's
a poor family, you know.
Like this one just
82 years old and, you know, she'd lived, I'm assuming, a good life and had family, and then for this to happen.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I just feel bad for all of them.
Monsters. Yeah, my God.
Son of a
I got bitch. Nothing more funny, so we're going to end it on a dark note. Yeah, just horrible.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. She was a doting mother, the kind who baked cookies, made the best homemade Halloween costumes, and never missed a PTA meeting. The perfect mom. Until the police found something buried in the backyard. A secret she kept for years. A secret she thought would never come to light. The neighbors gasped. Not her. She's so nice. But people forget. Monsters don't always look like monsters. Some wear aprons, some tuck their kids in at night, and some hide their darkest deeds in places they think no one will ever look. If only someone had heard the warning signs, had recognized the patterns from an eerily similar case on Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. If they had only subscribed to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, They could have listened ad-free before anyone else and saved themselves from baking cookies with a serial killer. Instead, well, they won't be RSVP'ing to this year's PTA meeting. Subscribe now to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to The Wealth Break.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving. It's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created The Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're here from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learned to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities, like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to The Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to The Wealth Break.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving. It's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created The Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're here from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learned to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities, like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to The Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to The Wealth Break.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving. It's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created The Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're here from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learned to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities, like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to the Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to The Wealth Break.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving. It's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created The Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're hearing from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learned to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities. Like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to The Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to The Wealth Break.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving. It's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created The Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're hearing from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learned to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities, like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to The Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to The Wealth Break.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving. It's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created The Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're hearing from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learned to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities, like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to the Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
The all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro4X provides freedom. Freedom to explore, to go wherever you want, with your whole crew and all your toys. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, and seating for eight, this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at nissanusa.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No